Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
On this week's episode, we chat to William Nestor and Pat Boyle about the brand new biodiversity sensory garden opening this summer in Baal. Midwest Radio reporter Alana Nolan went on site to find out a little bit more about this community-run environmental initiative.
So we're here in the sensory garden in Baal, and one thing that is big about this sensory garden, I suppose, is the impact of biodiversity. Could you explain a small bit about that to me?
Yeah, absolutely, Alana. Biodiversity is very central to Baal CRD's plans going back, you know, a lot of years now. You know, prior to making even application to get funding through LEADER, the LEADER program through Southwest Mayo Development, you know, we would have undertaken an ecology report and in turn a biodiversity plan created leading into work starting here in this beautiful sensory garden, which will be, you know, accessible and available to all the public. You know, we treaded very carefully in terms of, you know, how we would treat the flora and the fauna, and we really focused in on getting expertise in this area, you know. And as you can see, you know, there's new features being added as it comes along. You know, it's been a real labour of love, a fruition of a lot of hard work by Baal CRD and a lot by the community as well, who have helped, you know, in part to fundraise to make this happen. So biodiversity is central to what we do. You come through Baal, you see a lot of green spaces, and you know, it's very positive.
And the biodiversity around here, how does this help impact, I suppose, on the environment? A big talking point is trying to increase biodiversity and try and, I suppose, the whole idea of climate change as well.
Yeah, well, for the last number of years, Baltide Towns has increased their points by 60. And one of the drivers of that was our concentration in biodiversity. And each year we try to do something new and innovative. And the no more regime we have, we don't mow some areas at all during the summer. We just cut it off once at the autumn to generate natural habitats. And as I said, we were recognised by the Tidy Towns adjudicator in doing the job we're doing. As well as that, there are lots of sensory gardens starting all over the place. Ours is a biodiversity sensory garden, and that makes it unique. And we have seen huge amount of interest in that already, and we are meeting actually a group from Toom on Saturday. They want to come and see what we're doing.
And in the terms of biodiversity here, what kind of things are we talking about that have been in place here that, as you said, aren't in place in other East sensory gardens around the county and the country?
One project we took on was when the N60 was being developed on the Castlebar side of Baal, and we had negotiations with the TII at that time and asked them to put in wildflower meadows on each side of the new road, and that has happened, and that has got a huge amount of attention over the last number of years.
And any other kind of projects in the sensory garden can you think of, William, that have they're driving that, keeping in touch with the environment and kind of driving on that whole environmental change?
Yeah, absolutely. And look at, once the sensory garden is completed, we'll have another project to look at, you know, and that'll have to be discussed. I think there's talk of possibly, you know, a water feature at some stage, developing that. And we've been in, you know, gentle talks with Mayo County Council around at some stage in the future developing a water feature, and that will complement, you know, our green spaces and to improve and help the environment in Baal. You know, and again, to remember that Baal, you know, is a very busy town. And, you know, a lot of traffic comes through it. So we're very conscious of our green spaces and keeping them intact.
And at the present time, we're doing biodiversity plan for Bal. We got were awarded a grant from Foundation Ireland to develop that, and it's the process of, we have an ecologist employed at the moment to do that, and hopefully be completed by the end of August.
And it is a long process and a tedious process, I suppose, to make sure that everything is up to that standard to be classed for biodiversity.
Absolutely, and everything we do in the Tired Towns especially, we try to keep biodiversity to the forefront. And even on Mayo Day this year, we had a planting day in the community garden. So we have a community biodiversity garden as well, and we did some planting with all the children there, and the school, the children from the secondary school planting bee-friendly plants this year.
Well, it's wonderful to be here and to see what you have done around the place. And as you said, hopefully in the near future, we'll see some more projects coming online to try and increase the biodiversity around here, make it more environmentally friendly.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. And again, we'd like to thank all the funders that help us and the community again. And yeah, we're looking forward to opening the sensory garden here. And we welcome anyone to stop by in Bal and check it out and see the fantastic work that's happened here.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Naman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme.